And they will have about four or five rehearsals, have a concert, and then take a break. Nothing for 3-4 weeks, something like that. And then starting again on that next concert, rather than have it just be steady, regular. There's some upsides to that, the regularity of it. You have more time. You can prepare more music. But my goodness, you know, it just it takes a lot of time.
Well, it's all volunteer,
right?
I mean, from top to bottom?
Absolutely, including me, right. Everybody's just doing it because they want to see it happen. They enjoy doing it.
What's really nice, because it gives, I guess, folks, musicians, an outlet, meaning they love music. Obviously, they love music. They still perform, still play, but it's not the first calling, per se. They're not professionals or semi-professionals or something like that.
No, that's right. And things do come up. You know, I find that out sort of the hard way sometimes. Things come up sometimes at the last minute that draw people away. Certainly, if there's a family crisis, you understand that, and they're not going to be there. But on the other hand, sometimes a work surprise will happen. Seems like recently somebody there was an emergency at work, and they had to go in, and they couldn't be there for the concert. That's just how it goes sometimes. I mean, it's just, you just have to understand that. You can't be disappointed or upset. It's not that way, because they do what they can do, and you want them to do what they can do, and they can't do any more. It's more fun to play to a full hall, or at least a half full hall, rather than it is just a small group of people that might show up. So we want to do that, and we want them to come back. So we want to give them music that they really enjoy and that they can really connect to. And there's a little bit more of that than the academic group.
I suspect that when you pick the music for a concert, you got a lot of factors to consider.
Oh yeah,
the skill level of your musicians.
Absolutely.
Of course, they also probably want to be challenged a little bit, mm-hmm. too. They don't want to keep doing the same old thing over and over again. It's got to be something that's appealing to an audience, because what's the good of sitting there playing music just to yourselves?
When I try to program, that's exactly the thing. I'm caught between all these different priorities, and try to find a central point that will do all these things for the players. It succeeds or fails to various degrees. You know, sometimes you might choose something that's really good. The people in the group enjoy playing, and the audience is left a little cold. And sometimes you do something for the audience, and the band goes, same old, same old. But you try to find that where they enjoy doing it. You try to find it where it meets all those goals. And by the way, it needs to be something that I enjoy conducting too. If I'm just going through the motions and I'm not enjoying teaching it and exploring that piece of music and finding the intricacies, if it's just same old to me, I think that'll show in the rehearsals. I don't think it'll go real well. Just inherently enjoy doing it. You know, music, making of music through vocal or instrumental means is hardwired into us. It happens in all cultures. Everybody makes music. It's just part of being a human being that you involve yourself in music making in some way. So there are always people who do that. All these folks did this in school. They enjoyed it. They got in for various reasons. Sometimes they were social. Sometimes they were just because they had to play. They had to get involved. And so when they got through high school, got through college, no place to play. But that's so much fun to do. It's so much fun to watch that clarinet line go by to get your fingers, get your tongue, get your windstream, all making that happen and have that just jive exactly with what the overall picture is and be a part of that. It's just a great deal of fun to do. And I've played in a lot of community bands over my adult life. And it's always fun to go in and sit down just like it was in school. Maybe even more because maybe I understand it better now and I have an adult appreciation of what's going on more than just a kid where you're being led like a sheep to whatever.